And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Save Water Santa Fe. It is our distinct honor and privilege to welcome back to the radio our good friend Christine Chavez, host of Save Water Santa Fe. And Christine, I know you have a very special guest, another great friend of ours, another water guru that we're going to be talking about in just a moment. But good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Thanks so much for that introduction. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe today. As Simon mentioned, we know we do have a really great guest in the studio today, also a really good friend, colleague, and close friend of the Water Conservation Program. So we have Andrew Erdman, who is the Water Program Planning Manager for the Interstate Stream Commission. But also, Andrew used to work with the Water Conservation Program. So it's always just so nice to be in the same room with you, Andrew, and to collaborate. So thank you for being our guest today, and good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks. I'm so excited to get to be here again.
So, Andrew, just for our listeners, would you just talk a little bit about your background, your work in Santa Fe, your work and your current role with the Interstate Stream Commission?
Yeah. So, I'm the Water Planning Program Manager, right, over at the Interstate Stream Commission, and that means that we're in charge of the planning team, which is a pretty small team. It's myself and Sarah Fox and Ann Ruthstrom. It's just the three of us out here working on our projects, and we've got a couple of big projects that we've worked on in the past several years that people, I don't know, may or may not know about, but lately, what we've been working on the most is the Water Security Planning Act, and we did a whole bunch of outreach over that last year and are working on pulling together some rules and guidelines that are going to govern how that works. We also have the State Water Plan, which we did an update to in 2023, and we help with some other initiatives around the Interstate Stream Commission. So that's a state agency. It's part of the Office of the State Engineer, and it's mostly responsible for doing the interstate compacts, where we deliver water over state lines to other states on the different river systems. But in addition to that, it has this planning component where we look forward, and this has been a program that's been around for about 20 years, but has really been kind of reinvigorated in the past couple of years with some interest from the legislature and some new bills that have passed.
And, you know, I was really fortunate to present with your colleague a couple weeks ago at the Climate Masters group. Ruth is your new employee, and she was wonderful. She was great. I think she said she'd only been on board about 2 weeks, and she was full on giving a presentation on all of your work. So really great group. So happy that, you know, we're still able to really work together and collaborate on other things, either at the state level or down at the city level. But today I wanted to kind of pick your brain and talk a little bit about the Next Generation Water Summit. Before you moved over to the state, I know you were part of, the group and, you know, organizing and planning, you know, this conference and being a part of it. But if you could kind of step back into time a little bit, what do you feel is the importance of the Next Generation Water Summit for, you know, just employees, colleagues, across, you know, in this field, and for city and county residents?
Yeah, I mean, the Next Generation Water Summit has just, it's been a great opportunity for everyone, I think, to learn lots more about all sorts of different aspects of how we use water in our lives and how we can do that more efficiently and with more conservation and a greater range of benefits that we can have from how we're using water. For me and for our team, we're over at the state, and I'm so excited that we've been able to keep working on this, because frankly, one of the hardest things about going to the state job was leaving the conservation office, which was really a great place to work and really a great team to be a part of. But we still get to work with that from a little further away now. And they've been incredibly generous for us at the state level by bringing together it's hard to even call them peers. Some of these folks are really incredible who do work in other states doing kind of water planning work in other states that they've brought together in the past few years and are going to do again to some extent for this upcoming summit. And we've been able to learn how other states do planning. But in addition to that, we've just seen so many interesting new technologies and new ideas about how you could go about doing water use and water management, and especially things related to kind of how to build housing and buildings that are more efficient, which is just such an important part of things. And it's really great to kind of, you know, feel like the work you're doing really ties in with a bunch of the important things going on around town and in the community where you live. So, you know, I also live here in Santa Fe, and I know housing is a big part of how we're trying to address, you know, improving Santa Fe and making it work for more people. And it's just great to be part of this program that's looking at how to do that in a way that's going to be sustainable and resilient moving forward. So, the Next Generation Water Summit also seems to have information for all kinds of people, because I've met people who do just a huge range of different types of professional practice while I've been kind of walking the halls and talking to people at events when I've been at past meetings. And so the appeal seems just really broad, and everybody's just engaged and interested in learning stuff that relates to what they do or expands their ideas of what they could do. And it's just been a great event, and I'm really excited for it this year as well.
I'm just so excited to have this conversation with you, because I feel like it's a little bit different, you know. And in the past few weeks, we've been focusing on, you know, either speakers or organizers of the Next Generation Water Summit. And I really wanted to talk to you today because I feel like you're relaying sort of a different message. And that's sort of, you know, the value that we get as participants. And, you know, if I pull myself away from the planning and from the marketing and all of that stuff, I agree with everything that you just said. That's what I'm really excited about, is just learning from my peers, you know, the depth of the information that comes as part of the summit. So, you know, again, this is our fourth or fifth radio show now focusing on the Next Generation Water Summit. We're definitely trying to get all of our listeners to go to the website today, nextgenerationwatersummit.com, and register. As part of the city sponsorship, all city and county residents can attend this event virtually, free of charge. And the value of that is that you can also review any of the presentations from this summit 30 days after the conference occurs. So if you're not able to be here for the live event or anything like that, you'll have to access those presentations anyway, because there's just too many to attend. But we are encouraging you to join us in person. You know, it's a small fee. Early bird registration is almost over, but it's going to be at the Roundhouse this year. We have the mayor's reception at the governor's mansion, and just so much to look forward to. So Andrew, the theme of the conference this year, maybe we can focus a little bit on that and sort of why you think it's important for us to be having these types of conversations, you know, at this time. And it's so interesting talking to you now, because you've had to look at the issues of, you know, climate change and changing climate from a very different perspective in your role for the state. So the theme this year is water resiliency in a time of an unpredictable climate. You know, how do you feel about sort of where that theme is going this year?
I think that is exactly what we should all be thinking about, right? I mean, of course I do. That's what I've been thinking about all the time since being in this position. And we, of course, you know, are trying to, as everyone is, trying to have a sense of what's going to happen in the future and what's going to happen with water and how much is going to be available. And there's a lot of scientists working hard and doing good work to try and predict those things. But one of the real takeaways looking forward is that it's going to be more unpredictable, and that the past and the way that water's been delivered all over the state in the past and all over the world really is not going to be a really necessarily a great indicator for how it's going to happen in the future. It's just going to be a little bit different than it's been before. So I think that kind of uncertainty can be really paralyzing. I know it can, because it's paralyzing for me in terms of trying to think through how you can prepare for a time that's like that, where you're, you know, how do you get ready for something when you don't know what's going to come? And at the same time, that's kind of what we got to do, right? That's kind of what's going to be happening. And if we don't do it, we're just not going to be prepared. So, so I think that the theme of it is absolutely right on the mark for what we should be looking at. I will say, for what it's worth, the science that we've been working with looks at kind of an overall reduction in average water for the state level at about 25% a year over the next 50 years, which is a lot. It's about, and it's a pretty steady progression that's projected of about 5% less water on average per decade. But averages hard right there. So the average of, you know, a really wet year and a really dry year. I mean, everyone who lives in Santa Fe knows that it can be dry forever and then we can get a whole lot of rain. And, you know, because we count those numbers on an annual basis, that kind of looks the same as a year where we get nice, steady bits of rain all year long. And it's not the same, right? Kind of trying to figure out how to be ready when you have a year where basically the rain barrels outside stay empty and then one day they just overflow and then they're empty again for several months is different than having a year where that's kind of spread out over the whole period of time. So I think, you know, it's just, it's a great way to think about it in that sense. I also think, you know, we don't know how that's going to work, right? Like there's a lot of questions about kind of how the city's going to grow and how houses should look and how people's lives will be affected by that. And that's sort of another form of uncertainty that's also part of this that feels like something to be tackled as well. And I think getting together and seeing the resources and being able to be kind of reassured that people are thinking about this in a really thorough, kind of rigorous way to be able to prepare for all kinds of different possibilities and to be kind of ready to, for different things that happen can both be kind of comforting in a time of uncertainty and reassuring that that's happening. But also it's there's really ideas there. There's actual real tangible projects to kind of dig into and work on and new things to kind of learn about and expand into. And so I think the conference, the theme is perfect. The lineup for the speakers and the people who are going to be presenting at this seems just like really well suited to tackle moving into this period of uncertainty and hoping to help people feel optimistic as they move into that uncertainty about what we can do in the future instead of just overwhelmed and powerless against that kind of uncertainty. So I'm excited to go.
Well, I'm excited to see you there for sure. So again, we're talking about the Next Generation Water Summit, June 5th and 6th. Register today, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. And we are talking to Andrew Erdman, who is the Water Program Planning Manager for the Interstate Stream Commission. So we're going to take a short break and we'll come back and continue our conversation.
Santa Fe residents, mark your calendars. City of Santa Fe Water invites you to our annual What's Up with Water presentations. I'm Dr. Jesse Roach, the City of Santa Fe's Public Utilities Director, and I hope you can join us on May 15th at 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. for a deep dive into updates and future plans for Santa Fe's water supplies. These two sessions are virtual webinars, and the Zoom links are on the City of Santa Fe's website at santafenm.gov/water. Come hear a bit more about the city's $20 million dam rehabilitation project at Nichols, our new data dashboard, and of course, where the water will come from this year. Stay informed, get involved, and let's shape the future of water in Santa Fe together. City of Santa Fe Water is looking forward to sharing insights and answering your questions. Again, for more information, visit santafenm.gov/water. We hope to see you May 15th at 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. for What's Up with Water 2025.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez and Andrew Erdman.
All right. So, Andrew, you know, we've been talking a little bit about, you know, the keynote, some of the other components of the summit, you know, these community tours that we'll have on June 7th. You know, for any of those details, you can go to the website, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. But one of the pieces that I wanted to focus on with you is, like, from your perspective, just, you know, somebody going there to learn, you know, just like me, when you look at the agenda, you know, it's hard not to get super excited. I mean, I've said on the show before that we're so fortunate to be part of this planning committee because we're able to really look ahead and say, you know, there's certain programs that we want to learn from. There's certain people who have really been leaders in this type of work, and we get them on the agenda. We get them to come to Santa Fe. We get to sit down with them and network in the back room and come up with projects. And I mean, it's just such an exciting time, you know, for staff, I think, you know, who are really wanting to learn. So from your perspective, looking at the agenda, what are some things that stick out for you that you're really interested in learning more about?
Well, I guess I've got really kind of two sets of interests, right? Because of course I'm going to go as the water planner here for the Interstate Stream Commission, and on that level, there's a bunch of things that I'm excited to hear about from Well, from some of the other states that are going to be there and some of the kind of big cities that are going to be presenting on some of these things. So one of the pieces is talking about funding for water conservation. I think Kevin Reedy from the Colorado Water Conservation Board is going to be talking about that. I've only gotten to meet Kevin a couple times and only at previous conferences like this, but he's been someone that has given me a lot to think about in the few conversations that I've had with him. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him speak some more. And the Colorado Water Conservation Board in general is a group that we're really looking closely at what they're doing to try and kind of learn from some of those experiences for the work that we're doing here in New Mexico. In some ways, we're starting a little behind where they were in Colorado, but one of the real benefits of doing that is that we get to learn from the examples of all these other states. So anytime we get a chance to learn from the people themselves is fantastic. There's also some discussion about some things that I just I'm really interested in learning more about because they're not my expertise. So there's a discussion about things like black water and how to reuse it, which is basically, I think going to be about kind of chemistry and how one goes about keeping that water clean enough and using it to do stuff. And, you know, I've worked in water for years and years, and I can talk all day long about water policy and water rights. But if you want to start talking to me about water chemistry, that's going to be a pretty short conversation. So I'm pretty excited to be able to learn some more about some of the areas where I just want to expand my knowledge of what is happening there. Of course, I'm really excited for the keynote speaker, but I'm sure you've also covered that pretty well in previous discussions with people. There's also, you know, people coming in from just places in the country that are far away and areas that I just don't know much of what's happening. So there's a conservation initiative panel coming, and it has a speaker coming from Southwest Florida, and actually two folks from Florida and someone from Austin, which I'm really excited to learn about what's happening elsewhere in the country. I mean, we look closely at what other states are doing at a state level, but... you know, sometimes Florida feels like it's in such a different situation than us for water that I almost, you know, don't think about how they also have water conservation issues to do. And I, you know, I'm really interested in learning more about how they do things there. There's also another, you know, level that I'm interested, of course, because I just am interested in water stuff on a personal level, and kind of how we all do this ourselves. And just like I was talking about kind of before the break, right, there's that concern about, like, you know, it's there's anxiety associated with the uncertainty of the future relative to water. And I have some of that anxiety myself, right? I spend a lot of time thinking about water and feel kind of anxious about the future of some of those things sometimes. So some of the people who are coming, like there's a speaker coming from the Berkeley, the National Labs, who's going to be talking about how, like, water utilities could evolve and change. And I'm really interested to kind of think about what that future could look like and see how that could come together. One of the organizers for it, Doug Bouchard, is somebody who I actually met through the conservation office, through Christine. And he has constantly been a source of learning more information about new technologies that are coming out, new strategies for how to build better and how to maintain water systems so that they stay efficient, which is really one of the more, like, the most important pieces of all these things, to make sure everything stays up. And the things I've learned from him, I've applied both at work and in my home here in New Santa Fe. So I'm really excited to see some of those speakers. There's going to be an update about what's happening specifically in Santa Fe. And of course, I'm interested in that professionally because Santa Fe is a real role model for the state, and rightly so, here in the capital city and a long-term, you know, part of New Mexico. But it's also my home, and it's nice to know that the city is doing all this good work and to get an update on what they're tackling and how those are going to work. I'm pretty sure you're on that panel, Christine, so I'm looking forward to getting to hear some of what we get to learn about through that part as well. But I think, yeah, both. And then, you know, frankly, one of the things that I find the most interesting, I mean, of course, you learn a lot at these panels and all these, but one of the parts that always is the best is the stuff that you end up encountering that you didn't know was going to be as interesting as it is. And some of that's people that you just end up talking to, but often it's that the things that maybe I didn't realize were going to be as relevant. And then when you hear someone speaking about it and you see the passion that people bring to the work that they really pour themselves into, it can be really inspiring. And I'm looking forward to just kind of be in there so I can be around to encounter some of those opportunities and hear about just what's got everybody else excited about water and the future of this and the fact that what's keeping their anxiety at bay and making them optimistic about how we're going to tackle this future uncertainty. And
well, you just go, I mean, I'm so excited for the event, you know, I mean, there's so many things to be excited about, but this conversation, I think, really just drummed up a different type of excitement. And that's, you know, this is the benefit of all the work that goes into it. People may look at like a summit or a conference as like another thing that we all kind of have to do. But if you can start to feel this excitement really brewing about just coming together, you know, as a community, as, you know, professionals, just to really look at these issues and learn and really walk away with, I think, you know, the way that the summit is designed, it's you walk away with solutions. It's not just information that sort of bogs you down. And you're looking at other cities who have already like pushed ahead in some of these areas and experts really from across, you know, the nation. And so I'm really excited to see you there, Andrew, to interact with you in person. I'm really happy that you were able to help, you know, our listeners sort of understand sort of, you know, the all of the things that, you know, we can learn about as part of the summit. So nextgenerationwatersummit.com, you know, it's almost here, really just a few more weeks away. Please register today. So Andrew, it's been really great talking to you today. It's been really great seeing you. I really enjoy interacting with you and learning about everything that you're working on. And I feel so fortunate to be able to continue to work with you so closely. Are there any other thoughts or words that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, you know, since you're giving me the opportunity, maybe I could point people over towards our water planning website that we have as well. It's mainstreamnm.org, and that's a website that is part of the Interstate Stream Commission's planning work that we're doing. We got a whole lot of resources up there. If you're interested in learning about how water planning is happening around the state, we got a whole bunch of blog posts that we've put up over the past year with interviews featuring many of the interstate stream commissioners, but also some water users around the state from all over the state who are finding ways to be more resilient in the way that they approach their water use in all kinds of different situations, from Roswell to Cochiti to Farmington. And we also have some resources for people who want to look at kind of more technical kind of reporting, which is a little more the traditional government wheelhouse there. But yeah, it'd be great if people could take a look at that as well. But yeah, it's really great to be here. Really an honor as always. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Andrew. And thanks everybody for listening to another Save Water Santa Fe show. For more information about the city's program, visit savewatersantafe.com and register today for the Next Generation Water Summit. Thanks everyone.